I'm going to be reading out of 1 John chapter 5 this morning, and then from the Gospel of John. So if you have your Bibles, you can go to 1 John chapter 5. Now, I'm the kind of a guy who likes to be sure of things. I have to make sure that I'm on time, so I leave early and I arrive early. And I need to know that I have all that I need, so I take too much. I want to be prepared for upcoming events, so I prepare way too soon. I dislike the feeling of uncertainty, so I love to over-prepare. In my spiritual life, I often have doubts as to whether I'm prepared and have done all I need to do for the Lord's return or for the end of my life. But I think a lot of people have those kind of doubts. That's Satan putting those doubts into our minds. And when that happens, we should immediately go to God in prayer and let him deal with Satan, because we can't deal with him on our own. The Bible clearly tells us that when we have repented, there's a ladybug crawling onto the pulpit here. It doesn't belong here. The Bible clearly tells us that when we have repented of our sins, trusted in the finished work of Jesus, asked and received his forgiveness, and live out our faith by the power of the Holy Spirit, we've done all we have to do to be sure. But we don't get salvation by osmosis. We have to, each one individually, go to Jesus in prayer, in repentance, and humility, and ask. So let's look into God's word for proof of that assurance. And let's start with 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 to 13. And there it says, "And this is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life, and he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God." Now, turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 1. New believers are often told to start reading the Bible in the Gospel of John. I believe that's a good place for new believers to start, and for more mature believers to study, because John's purpose in writing was that his readers might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing they may have life and assurance in his name and in his salvation. So John chapter 1, let's go to verse 12. "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." Go over a couple of pages to chapter 3, verse 36. 3:36 says, "He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides in him." Chapter 5, verse 24. If I can find it. Chapter 5, verse 24. This is Jesus speaking. "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life." And chapter 6, verse 47. Jesus again says, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life." Now turn over to John chapter 10. And we'll read verses 27 and 28. This is also Jesus speaking. He says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." Now turn ahead to John chapter 17. This chapter is referred to as Jesus' high priestly prayer. In this part of the prayer, he's praying for his disciples. And in verse 12, Jesus prays this for his disciples. John 17, verse 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. The son of perdition Jesus speaks of was Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him, betrayed our Lord. Some people believe that you can lose your salvation, and they use Judas as an example. Judas didn't lose his salvation. He never had salvation. Turn with me to John chapter 12, and we'll read verses 1 to 6. John chapter 12, verses 1 to 6. Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. Now that's love and dedication, isn't it? And the whole house was filled with the fragrance. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, "Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it. He was a thief, stealing from their money box. And later he betrayed our Lord to those who had him crucified. Judas never believed nor accepted Jesus as his Savior. None of them was lost. None of us can be lost when we have received Jesus and his wonderful gift of salvation and eternal life. I would like to read the words of a song that I have sung many times. It's not on our hymnal, and you may not know this song. It's called Beulah Land. It's a gospel song, so you might think Beulah Land refers to heaven, but in this case it refers to life in the assurance of salvation. Here it is, Beulah Land, verse 1. Far away, the noise of strife upon my ear is falling. Then I know the sins of earth beset on every hand. Doubt and fear and things of earth in vain to me are calling. None of these shall move me from Beulah Land. And the chorus says, I'm living on the mountain underneath a cloudless sky, praise God. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in Beulah Land. Verse 2, far below the storm of doubt upon the world is beating. Sons of men in battle long the enemy withstand. Safe am I within the castle of God's word retreating. None of these can reach me. 'Tis Beulah Land. And the chorus, I'm living on the mountain underneath a cloudless sky, praise God. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in Beulah Land. Verse 3, let the stormy breezes blow, their cry cannot alarm me. I am safely sheltered here, protected by God's hand. Here the sun is always shining. Here there's naught can harm me. I am safe forever in Beulah Land. And once more the chorus, I'm living on the mountain underneath a cloudless sky, praise God. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in Beulah Land. Doubt, fear, strife, sin, and the enemy are all non-existent in heaven. So you see, this is speaking not about heaven, but about the assurance of salvation. The song paints a rather rosy picture of where we who know Jesus are. What we need to remember is that in our assurance, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, takes care of and sees us through all our storms and troubles when we give them to him. When we have received Jesus' perfect gift of salvation, we will live secure in the Beulah land of the assurance of our salvation here in this life. And when our earthly lives end, we will have eternity, where there is no insecurity or doubt. Praise God for his indescribable gift. Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 39. I read this the last time I was up here, but it bears repeating. Romans 8, 35 to 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.